Let's start this hour in Haiti, rocked and brought to a halt 5 years ago today by a 7.0 magnitude earthquake. In recent weeks, Haitians have been taking to the streets in a political protest. While their country is slowly being rebuilt, the government is in danger of falling apart. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in the capital city of Port-au-Prince. And Carrie, you were there 5 years ago after the quake. More than 200,000 people were killed, many more injured, the country's infrastructure devastated. What is it like now?
Well, there's no doubt that things have improved. You could see it everywhere. The rubble, they said, was enough to fill 5 football stadiums. That's gone. There are new roads. You see schools, hospitals, businesses. There's even 2 major hotel chains. I took the new 2-lane paved highway out to Gonaïves the other day, which is about 100 miles from the capital. It took us 2 hours. That ride would have taken twice as long before the earthquake. So the economic growth is up. Poverty and crime are down. But, you know, having said all that, the recovery is incredibly uneven. There are still tens of thousands of people living in dangerous, overcrowded, unsanitary tent camps. There's an entire new city built of shacks and tents in every varying stage of home building north of the capital now on this dusty, deforested hillside, and it's called Canaan. Some agencies have said that it'll soon be Haiti's second largest city. So there's still not enough jobs. Prices are going up. The economy is precarious. So it's an uneven picture here in Haiti right now.
Well, and then there's the political situation growing dire. As of midnight last night, the parliament in Haiti had no constitutional power. That leaves all political power with the Haitian president. And there have been protesters demanding that president resign. Just fill us in on this. How did we get to this point?
Well, the short story of it is it's just a mess. Yeah. You know, elections were supposed to have been held years ago, everything from senators to local mayors and legislators. As the terms expire, the president was appointing people to those posts, and that angered the opposition greatly, as you can imagine. And they could never come to agreement, both sides bickering on how to hold these elections. Last night at midnight, as you said, the terms of most of the senators expired, which rendered the parliament just useless. It's 6 senators who have refused to negotiate with the president. Last night, President Martelly forged a deal with other opposition leaders to hold elections, but that deal has to be ratified by the Senate. So it's all very fluid right now. And meanwhile, as he said, the protests continue against President Martelly. They want him to resign.
Is there any possibility that President Michel Martelly will resign?
Anything can happen in Haiti, but he has the backing of large multilateral organizations, aid groups, especially he has the backing of the U.S. Embassy here. He probably will rule by decree, and he's publicly said to many people that all he will do is pass laws to get the electoral process started.
Well, given all this, a slow recovery, an uneven recovery, but some recovery, and this political mess, as you said, what are Haitians saying?
There's differing opinions, as you can imagine, but I think overall what I've heard is that people are exhausted. They're tired of this constant political turmoil. A lot of people I talk to don't want the president to resign. They're not particularly happy with him. As I said, unemployment's up, prices are up, everything's more expensive, but they just want him to finish his mandate. They want some continual democracy in this troubled political process here in Haiti. It's been very hard for Haitians. Having said that, you do have opposition supporters out in the street who feel that Martelly has been corrupt, has taken graft from the billions of dollars that have come in federal aid, and they want him out. But we'll have to see. He only has 1 more year left in his mandate.
And Carrie, of everything you've said, maybe the most troubling is the fact that the housing hasn't improved. We heard an incredible essay today about how cement was brought into Haiti after the earthquake. Buildings were built. But it's too expensive for the average Haitian. They either live in tents, as you said, or make their own building materials out of mud that isn't very strong. What's going to happen if there's another earthquake?
I think that the situation with housing, it's like a microcosm of all the problems in Haiti. It really says a lot. Before the earthquake, housing was an incredible problem. There were deficits in the capital of, people say, 500,000, 750,000 housing units anyway. A lot of the problem lies in land title. There has never been a land registry, a viable, transparent land registry where people can say, this is my property. Sometimes 3 or 4 owners come up with equally looking legal documentation. So So international groups have decided to put their effort toward that, to make a registry, make land title, and transfer more transparent and more legally binding. People that I said that moved into that community of Canaan, they've been buying houses from people without any documentation whatsoever. So I think we'll have to watch housing in Haiti as the years go on and as we watch recovery go on, and that will be a big part of the factor of whether Haiti will build back better or not.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Haiti, as she has been off and on for the last 5 years since that terrible earthquake, and as we just heard, she'll be in the future to see how it continues to recover. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.